With a look at Radio K-Man's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Young Derek Ebanks got his first taste of international 3x3 basketball last week, suiting up for K-Man at the inaugural FIBA Caribbean Cup in Nassau, Bahamas. He told Radio K-Man Sports the experience was intense, but a valuable one as the team came together under pressure.
So your first international experience, 3x3 level, what was that like for you?
It was a great experience. Something different, you know, faster paced game, different things you have to do, but it was a great experience. I liked it, especially with my team and the stuff we built at time here. It was special.
What did you take away from this event?
I took away a lot of things that we can work on and things that we did good at, being Cayman, coming out to beat other Caribbean places, like more team chemistry, moving the ball and stuff like that. So that was good.
Was it you who had that game-winning shot against, was it Bahamas?
Bahamas. No, it was not, with a floater, and then I had scored a free throw before it tie the game.
What was that game like? Because Nat spoke about how intense that game was, especially in front of their home crowd. Yeah. What was that like for you?
It was a tough game because they were trash-talking, telling us they were going to beat us, but, you know, we beat them, we rise to the occasion and shock everybody. So it was nice to beat somebody at their home turf.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so now that you've had this experience, what do you think you guys need to work on now as you're back home?
Just moving and being more conditioned and stuff like that. But the little things, always the little things that turn into the big things. So once we get the little things down pat, everything else will come together.
After 2 days of high-paced action, the Cayman men made history, clinching third place at both Stop 1 and Stop 2 of the tournament. It's the first time Cayman has reached the podium at this level, returning home with 2 well-earned bronze medals. Moving on to football, Cayman Prep once again proved they're their team to beat, claiming 4 titles at Saturday's CUC Primary Football League and Girls Primary Football League Finals. Here's Radio Cayman's Paula Cal with the details.
In the Girls PFL Consolation Cup, Cayman Prep GB kicked off the day with a 2-0 win over CIS Blue. Their GA squad followed up with a dramatic Championships Cup victory over Northeast Schools, winning 2-1 on penalties. Goalkeeper Sophie Pearson was the hero, saving 2 spot kicks and earning her second straight Marie Martin MVP award. On the boys' side, Cayman Prep 9A continued their under-9 dominance with a 3-0 win over Island Primary. Liam Stewart's standout performance earned him the Jerome Graham MVP trophy. In the under-11 final, Prep 11A made it 9 straight titles, blanking Marie Martin Primary 4-0 under the respect rule. Fraser Gao bagged a brace and the Justin Henry MVP award. Other highlights, Island Primary 9B edged Joanna Clark 1-0 to lift the Under-9 Consolation Cup. Red Bay Primary claimed the Under-11 Consolation Cup with a 1-0 win over Cayman Brac. St. Ignatius Catholic School took third in both Under-9 and Under-11 Champions Cups, bouncing back from a tough semifinal loss with a 2-1 comeback over Island Primary in the Under-11s. From penalty shootouts to powerhouse performances, the 2025 finals delivered a thrilling finish to the youth football season. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Paula Carl.
It's more inter-primary action the rest of the way. The 2025 netball competition wrapped up with standout performances across all divisions, showcasing the rising talent in Cayman schools. Island Primary took top honors in the Under-9 Championship Cup, followed by East End Primary in second and Cayman Prep in third. Cayman International won the Under-9 Consolation Cup, with Joanna Clark Primary placing second. In the Under-11 division, Cayman Prep claimed the Championship Cup ahead of Red Bay Primary and Sir John A. Cumber Primary. First Baptist lifted the Under-11 Consolation Cup, edging footsteps to secure the win. Lead PE specialist Carrie-Ann Jones-Hilton praised the athletes for their skill, teamwork, and sportsmanship, noting the energy and excitement throughout the tournament.
This year was a great year. We had 16 Under-11 teams in the primary division and 10 Under-9 teams, and we had great representations from the high school also. What always happens in netball, students, they start, because it's the start of the season, they start small, they start feeling a little bit timid, but as they work their way into the season, then they become prowess on the court and they start fighting for that championship. And that's what we saw throughout the entire league, that the students were battling it out on the court. The skills were improving every week, and they just wanted to get to the final, along with enjoying the competition.
Definitely. I remember talking to one of the coaches, the school netball coaches, and they were saying that they would like to get something going before the school netball league starts, because some of the kids don't know the sport. They're just joining, so it would be so nice if they can do like a rally, a couple of days of rallies before the actual tournament starts. I guess it's just to get them acclimatized to the sport for those that are new to it. What are your views on that?
It is great that you mentioned that, Dion, because for the first time this year, we had the under 18 netball rally, and we saw how impressive the rally was, and persons or schools are asking for more of this event. So we are planning that in the near future, we'll have a little bit more of netball, but also we have to be mindful that the netball season is also tied with football. So there are two focus sports are happening in the same. So we are actually have to be bargaining for time for both girls, because girls do play netball. But that is something we are looking into, and we will be exploring that in the next netball season in 2026.
And taking us out of local sports, it's official. The CIG Sports Day is coming back. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
The Cayman Islands Government Sports Day is returning on January 9th at the Truman Bond Sports Complex, hosted by the Department of Sports. This year's event promises to be bigger, better, and, quote, more spirited than ever. After a brief hiatus, the CIG Sports Day will return to unite civil servants from across all ministries and departments in a day filled with fun, friendly competition, and wellness. Participants can look forward to a day of revamped sporting events, exciting new challenges, and the same camaraderie that has made the CIG Sports Day a, quote, cherished civil service tradition. From track and field to team relays and novelty events, there will be something for everyone, whether you're competing for gold or cheering from the stands. All ministries and portfolios can expect to receive their registration details and event information soon. Teams are encouraged to start prepping early, as bragging rights and the coveted CIG Sports Day Championship Trophy will be up for grabs. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Carsley Fuller.
To register your ministry team or to volunteer, email cigsportsday@gov.ky or call 949-7082. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.